Welcome Eric Deckers back to Behind the Pros. You might remember Eric. We talked to him last year when before he relocated from Indianapolis and moved down to Florida. One of the things that he's doing in Florida, he has been the spring writer in residence at the Jack Kerouac House. And so we're happy to have Eric back with us. He's a humor writer. He has been a newspaper humor columnist for over 20 years. Radio and stage plays, co-authored books on social media and marketing. So make sure you check out his first Behind the Pros interview where he really goes in depth about those things. But today we're going to follow up with him on his experience as a writer in residence at the Kerouac Project. Welcome back, Eric.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So how's Orlando treating you overall?
It's been great. We became Disney annual pass holders and, you know, bought into the whole Disney thing, and we've been many times. I didn't miss snow and ice this winter, except I've been told it's going to be unbearably hot in about another 4 to 6 weeks, so not looking forward to that part.
So how long was your residency at the Kerouac Project? I know it's still going on now. It's almost over, right? How long?
It's a total of 3 months. So I showed up here on March 1st, and I ideally would leave a couple of days before the end of May so they have a chance to clean up and get a cleaner in to clean up after the last resident. They always do that. But I'm actually leaving about a week early, heading back to Indianapolis, where I will be blogging at the Indianapolis 500 up in the media center that Memorial Day weekend. So they get a whole 7 days to clean up.
Wow. So tell us about the house. What's it like there? Do you get a writerly kind of vibe being in the house where Jack Kerouac stayed?
Well, so the house itself is a small 800 square foot, it's actually a Sears and Roebuck kit house. Back 100 years ago, Sears and Roebuck used to sell houses in pieces that they would ship to you. They would ship you every single piece you needed to build a house. And so this was built in College Park, which is a neighborhood sort of on the northwest side of Orlando, near downtown. And I think, as I had told you before, this is where Jack lived with his mom in 1957 and 58. While he was writing Dharma Bombs and waiting for On the Road to be published. And so I think knowing that really is where I get that writer's vibe, and also knowing that I'm actually the 60th resident over the last 15 years to be in this house, I think that gives it as much of a vibe as well. You know, it makes me feel like I'm someplace important, and that if I'm in an important place or I've been selected to work, I need to really focus on doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. And so what's your schedule like as far as the house? I remember on your last show you said that you might not sleep there because obviously you have a family that will be living in Orlando. Did you treat it sort of just as a workplace, or how did you work that out?
No, actually what I do is I show up here on Sunday nights because the rest of my family watches Walking Dead and I don't. And I always escape. I don't like scary shows. And so I show up here on a Sunday night and work and go home on a Thursday evening, and then spend the rest of the weekend at home. But, I see my family throughout the week. In fact, my son is spending the next couple of nights here with me. As far as my actual schedule goes, I still have my day job, which is content marketing. And since I can do that from anywhere and can do it any time, I've really put that to the test. And so I go to bed at 2 and 3 in the morning most times, then get up at about 9 or 10 during the day and just work and have these odd, unusual work hours. And so the last 3 hours of a night might be spent working on my book, but then the rest of the time is either occasionally going to meetings, but mostly just working for clients.
Hmm. So you have been able to pretty much use that house sort of as a getaway kind of writer's residency, I think, that they envisioned it. How has that affected your production in terms of what you're working on?
I think a lot of it just has to do with not being with family. And, you know, that's not a good thing, but it's also not been a bad thing for my productivity, because when I come home at the end of the day, normally, I don't do any other work. I might poke around on something. I might mess around on Facebook and Twitter for a while. And then when everybody goes to bed, I'll do a little bit more writing until about 1 o'clock. But here, I've been able to put in more time working and writing. And so instead of sitting down and watching TV with the family, or, you know, spending an hour having dinner with the family, I've been able to be at the computer, take a quick break to watch, watch a Big Bang Theory that I recorded, and go back to work. And so it's really been that distraction-free environment that I was hoping it would be.
Mm. Did you have any project goals for yourself when you started the residency?
Well, I've got a novel I've been working on. I was hoping to have the first draft finished by the end of the first month, but that didn't happen. And so so now the goal is just to have it finished by the end of the residency, which I'm fairly confident I can make that happen. I'm about halfway through now, but I've got a good direction and know where the story needs to go. Now it's just a matter of filling in all the empty spaces on the outline.
Mm. And so when you're working on that novel during the day, are you just kind of picking up where you left off the next day, or is your writing process with that more of editing as you go along?
I'm doing both. I'll work on a section one night, and then the next night get back to it, and I'll read through it and edit it, and then start writing again, more just to pick up the story and get back into the mindset of where I was the night before.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at the Kerouac Project website. There's a picture here on their main page of a room. It's like a blue room with a typewriter. Is that like the main bedroom where Kerouac stayed? Is that where you sleep at?
The one with the typewriter and the small bed, that's Jack's bedroom. That's in the back of the house. And I haven't slept there yet. That's where my son is actually sleeping right now. We had a late night last night. And Jack's mom's room was up front, right off the living room, and that's where I've been sleeping. It's got a double bed.
Wow. Is that typewriter work? Was that his typewriter? Is that like I'm gonna have to get with these people to find out. Is that a recreation?
It's a Hermes 3000. It's like one he would have used, but I don't believe it's an original one. It almost works. It just needs a new ribbon.
Mm. And so I'm sure they have Wi-Fi and everything in there for you to. Is there a computer there? You bring your own laptop?
Brought my own. And they do have Wi-Fi. They have cable. The last two writers wanted to be real serious and responsible, so they put the TV in a closet. And the first thing I did when I got here was dig it out, just because it's baseball season. I like to have baseball on. It's kind of a background noise, but also Big Bang Theory. I'm a huge fan of Big Bang Theory, so I want to be able to watch that.
Mm-hmm. So
it doesn't
what
help
are you
that
not
they've
doing?
Got, oh, I was going to say,
go
it doesn't
ahead.
Help that they've got Big Bang Theory on reruns for like 3 hours per night now either.
Yeah.
That's been a real distraction. I should put the TV away again.
Put the TV back in the closet. What are you doing with the local art scene down there? I want to say I remember you said that they had requirements for you to kind of like do something in the community. Am I?
The only requirement I have is my reading at the end of this month. It's actually already been scheduled. It's the 21st. And so we'll just invite people in. I'll do a farewell reading of stuff I've been working on. But as far as community involvement, I've had some excellent opportunities to just get involved. I did a reading at an art gallery where they do monthly literary readings. I was interviewed at the University of Central Florida student TV station. They have a late night show that ran at 7 p.m. And I was interviewed on that, and I've been sort of the guest reader, guest lecturer at a few different events just by virtue of being here. And so it's my bonus that none of the other writers have gotten to experience is I live here now. I can go back to these places. And they've got some excellent literary groups and events, monthly events going on throughout the city that the Kerouac House actually contributed to. Based on what others have told me, you know, the literary community here was somewhat fragmented. It was more groups of writers who not even groups of writers, just individual writers who were aware of each other and would get together on occasion, but they would all come to the Kerouac readings. And then a couple people said, well, I could do that. And so they would get in touch with a bar or a coffee shop, and they would host their own reading, which more people would come to, and more people would think, well, I could do that. And so there are, in 1 month, there are at least 8 to 10 to 12 different readings, storytelling events, writing groups, critique sessions, you name it. There's something going on almost every weeknight. And so I've had the challenge of trying to keep up with these and find the ones that really suit me and ones that I would like to go back to again and again. And I've found a couple that that I love going to, and I've gone to ever since we moved here. And then there are a couple new ones that I'm trying out this week. I'm taking my son to one event tonight at a restaurant.
I wouldn't, we're friends on Facebook, and I always see you posting all these cool events and pictures and stuff down there. I'm like, wow, it looks like so much fun, and I want to be there.
Yeah, it's been great. Coming from Indianapolis, we had sort of what Orlando had 10, 15 years ago, that fragmented community, a couple people putting events together. But here, it's a nice, big, almost cohesive group of writers. You know, we all know each other. And that's been a nice welcome change from Indianapolis. As much as I love Indianapolis, this has been a great welcome change from the city.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any interactions with the board of directors or administrative staff of the Kerouac Project after you took up residency?
Not as much as I had thought, but I see them around. They're all working writers as well. Either professionally or as a sideline. One member is a commercial fiction writer, and he and his wife are constantly writing book after book. Another one is a creative writing instructor at Full Sail University here in Orlando. And I see them at different events all over the place just because they're involved in the literary community as well. But there's never been any, you know, check-ins or meetings that I have to have with them each month or each week or anything like that.
Hmm. And so I guess one of my final questions for you, first, before I ask you that, tell us again, for people who might be listening in the Orlando area, when is your final reading and where is that? Do you have that information? If not, I can put it on in your show page.
Sure. It's Saturday, May 21st, and the reading is at 7 p.m. We will have light refreshments, but it's also BYOB. So, we'll start at about 7. People will fill up. I'm hoping that we really fill the room. I've been here at two other readings, and it gets pretty packed, but my goal is that they have to remove chairs just so people can stand and make it a standing room only event. And then I'm actually sitting at the dining table for my desk, looking at the spot where I will be standing in 3.5 weeks reading my work.
Wow. So the reading is actually going to be held right there in the Kerouac House.
Yeah, it's great. So people get to look around and tour it, and they kind of pick up their own Kerouac vibe. And you get a lot of students from University of Central Florida and Valencia College's creative writing programs, and they come in, hoping to get a little vibe from Jack.
What are you going to miss about the Kerouac House?
I think just the importance of what I felt like I was doing here. When I was selected, I was one of a few hundred people who had applied. And when I first got selected, I was actually a little shocked because, everybody else who came before me and who will come after me, they're serious writers who write about serious topics and serious literary journals. And, you know, I make fart jokes on the internet. And so I was surprised to be selected. And, you know, to be clear, I did not submit fart jokes as part of my writing portfolio. But I realized what I was doing was they thought was good enough. And so I've taken that very seriously, that I may joke about it with them, but I do take their faith in me seriously. And so it's sort of inspired me and moved me to do better work while I've been here. And I know there's no place that magically does that for me. I can make myself do better work sitting in a Starbucks. But this is sort of proof that somebody thought I was good enough. And I sit here sometimes, just, you know, computers closed, TV's off, and I just sit here and I think about the fact that they took my work seriously enough to put me in here. I will miss that.
Well, I don't even know how to follow that. I mean, I think that speaks to so much of the struggle of writers, you know, constant self-doubt, and that is such a wonderful sentiment. I think it might answer one of my last questions for you. The last question was, how do you think this has made you a better writer?
It's one of the things that I still struggle with, and a lot of writers do, and you mentioned this, is imposter syndrome. They're going to find me out. They're going to, you know, they're going to realize I'm not the guy. And I still have that. But it has made me realize that if I really am an imposter, I need to up my game so they don't find me out. It's sort of, you know, that kind of thinking. And just that idea of upping my game, doing a better job so I don't get found out, that has really made me better at my craft.
Well, congratulations again on almost completing your spring residency there. I wish I was down in Orlando so I could be there at the house on May 21st to see you give your reading. But I know it's going to be wonderful, and I'm glad that we got to cross paths just, you know, as you were embarking on this new journey, and you're welcome back here on Behind the Prose anytime tell us what's going on in your world of humor writing.
We do have a spare room, and it's over the weekend if you can make it.
Oh, don't tempt me. I'll start driving now. So I've got here a special treat for you today. Behind the Prose is now going behind the writer's residency. I have with me Jeff Benge, who is on the board of directors at the Kerouac Project, as well as he's also the chairman of the selection committee. And thank you for joining me today, Jeff.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
And you've been involved with the Kerouac Project for about 12 years now. You've been on the board for 2.5 years, and your wife is actually secretary of the board. So can you tell us a little bit about the mission of the Kerouac Project?
Sure. Yeah, the Kerouac Project, our real mission is really twofold. One is to restore and maintain the house in which Jack Kerouac lived here in College Park, which is a suburb of Orlando, and where he was living when On the Road was released and he became famous. And it's also where he wrote Dharma Bums. And so we use the house. We own the house. It's on the historical register. And out of the house, then we run a writer in residency program where we bring in 4 residents a year for a 3-month period and put them up in the house and give them a stipend for food and everything else, is, you know, utilities and everything's all taken care for them. So we bring them here to write on, to sort of invest in new writers. Most is basically what we're trying to do.
And you're in the Orlando area. Are there any other, this seems like it's a unique opportunity, besides the fact that it's the Kerouac House. Are there a lot of writers' residencies in the area like this?
No, not a lot. We're probably the most known one in Orlando. And we've been taking residents. The first resident came in 2000. And so we, Eric Deckers, who you've already interviewed, is our actually our, what is he, is our 30th, no, 60th, sorry, resident to come and stay at the house. And and so, yeah, it's the house was, the Kerouac project started in 1997 when the house was purchased. And then it was some renovations and stuff were done. It was in pretty bad shape back then. And so then we started, yeah, the residency, as I say, in 2000, and we've been keeping busy at it ever since.
About how many applications do you get a year for the residencies?
It keeps growing and growing. This year we had over 300, and they, and one of the surprises to us is the number of people from over applying from overseas. So this year we had people apply for, well, 31 countries, including the U.S., so 30 other countries outside the U.S. we had applications for, and honestly, I don't know, some of the countries, they I'm not even sure how they heard about us, but we've had people from China and Croatia and Armenia and Nigeria and goodness knows from all over. So, yeah, so the residency over the years has grown, and every year we get another record count of applications. So we're really happy with where it's at and how it's progressing. And we're really excited about the quality of the people who apply to become residents at the Kerouac Project. It's really wonderful to see.
Can you tell us a little bit about the selection process?
Yeah, we choose the four residents at once. So our selection, we open submissions on the 1st of January, and they're open for 10 weeks. They close in mid-March, and then we are about to, next week, choose the next four residents, and we choose residents for the resident we will choose next week will be, arrive here in the fall of this year, and then so we have a fall, winter, autumn, spring and summer residency. So yeah, they come in. So we have a group of both writers and professors, literary teachers, etc. We form an ad hoc committee of which I'm the chairman, and we sit to and read and assess the work that comes in. And so we're just, as I say, finishing that program right now, and we'll be, next week be choosing the next four residents.
What drew the committee to Eric Decker's work?
Eric was, I think what really drew us to Eric's work was the great sense of story that he had managed to get going. Just in the, he submitted the first chapter of a book he's working on, a work of fiction, and we were all very impressed with the way that he managed to get the story up and going and pull the readers into the story from the get go. And so that really somehow resonated with the committee, and we decided that we would like to give Eric the opportunity to be a resident at the house and to finish off his work.
And not necessarily you specifically, but I guess you as the board or the administrators, do you have lots of contact with the writer once they're in there for those for that time, or
excuse me. Yeah. Yes, we do. Because part of what we like to do, it's kind of, we bring the residents in, but then it's kind of a two-way street. I don't know if you know much about Orlando, but Orlando has a very vibrant and engaged literary community. There are lots of readings and lots of various literary functions going on around town at any time. So they become involved in reading and various. We have several reading programs that we link them up with, and they read at those. When they arrive, we have a potluck dinner for them to meet the members of, you know, the community. We'll come up and meet, and then at the end of their residency, they will give a final reading at the house, to which, I don't know, we usually have about anywhere from 30 to 60 people show up for the reading. And so the Kerouac Project is well known in the literary circle in Orlando, and so we have a lot of really good support here.
Of the 60 writers now, Eric Deckers is the 60th. Of the 60 that you all have funded and housed in the Jack Kerouac House, which is just an amazing thing to even think about or say, do you still have a relationship with them at all? Do they, you know, check in with you?
Yeah, some more than others. We keep in the loop with a lot of the writers that come and, you know, see if, keep buying and how they're progressing. A number of them have produced books, and some of which they were working on here. And so, yeah, we do. And often they'll come back and visit before they are passing through Orlando. And so, so we do have links back with them. And I was just, I'm originally from New Zealand. You might be wondering where my accent's from. So last year we had a gentleman who was actually from New Zealand. So I got to sit down and hang out with him when I was visiting my parents down there. And so, yeah, so we're a far-flung group, and we try and stay in the loop with as many as we can.
So what do you look for the writers to accomplish while they're there? Do they have to produce a product for you by the end, or?
No, we have, we're pretty flexible. What we see ourselves doing is investing in writers, and we really have probably a penchant for sort of emerging and up-and-coming writers, and so we see ourselves as investing in that person. We don't require them to have produced anything. We want them to, when they apply, send us a writing sample and outline for us what it is they would like to be working on while they're here. But at the end, we're not checking up, you know, show us your work. We realize that, you know, it's a growing experience, and some people accomplish more than they had hoped, others not quite. But it's, you know, for us, we just see it as in terms of an investment of time and place and, you know, space for emerging writers to come and really, you know, get to it.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give for writers who are out there listening who have not applied and now are intrigued and want to spend some time writing in the Jack Kerouac House?
Well, you would apply, and you'll find all the information you need at our website, which is kerouacproject.org, and all the information about how the process, and there's a lot of FAQs or things about the residency, what you need to know. When you apply, my advice would be give us your best work. We judge most, you know, we're looking for really good writers. That's who we want to invest in. So give us your best work, and give us your best work on the first page. Give us your best first paragraph, the best first sentence you can possibly come up with, and to draw our readers in. That's what we're really looking for, or that's what's going to help you in the system. So many people, one of the things you do notice over having done, you know, the selection committee for so many years is that often writers will start a little way down the track, and sort of they really get going by page two or three, and, you know, it's like, no, give us your best shot right up front. Don't sort of, and, you know, put your best story, make it front and center, don't make it the middle story, which lots of people kind of like to bookend it with two okay stories, and then there's this great one, but put it all out there on the first page.
Thank you for that advice. I definitely, we will have the link to the Kerouac Project on the show page here. And I wish I could be in Orlando for Eric Decker's final reading, which is coming up next week, correct?
Yes, on Saturday the 21st, Eric will be reading, and he's been a great resident. We've had a wonderful time with him, and you know, when he was when we selected Eric, he was living in Indiana. He has actually since moved to the Orlando area, so we've had been doubly blessed to get to know his family and his wonderful children, and so it's been a really great time. Yeah, Eric has been wonderful, and I saw him last night. He was telling me he's been busy. He's got quite a ways through the manuscript he's working on, and looking forward to getting quite a bit further in the last couple of weeks he has at the residency.
Well, thank you for talking with me, and thank you for the work that you're doing at the Kerouac Project, and thanks the Kerouac Project for being such an amazing resource for writers. The 60 that you've funded and housed so far, and I'm sure 600 more to come in the future.
Yes, indeed.